Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon. It is Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news: Winter Haven police are asking for the public's help to identify the driver of a hit-and-run vehicle that left a local man with serious injuries. On January 29th, around 4:25 p.m., an adult male was on the side of the roadway near 1203 5th Street Southeast in Winter Haven. The man started to cross the roadway when a blue Toyota CHR struck the victim. The vehicle should have significant damage to the front passenger bumper and fender. The car is seen stopping briefly and then taking off without checking on the victim. The victim was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. Anyone with information on this crash or the whereabouts of the vehicle is asked to call Sergeant Mike Lango at 863-291-5733 or the on-call supervisor at 863-401-2256. Also in Polk County, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to locate 36-year-old Taurus Bennard Scott. Scott has three outstanding warrants for his arrest: failure to appear for attempted second-degree murder, possessing a firearm or ammunition by a convicted felon, and for failure to appear for burglary, resisting an aggravated battery. He should be considered as armed and dangerous. He's described as about being 6 feet tall and about 175 pounds. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact Detective Eschew at 863-298-6927. If you wish to remain anonymous with these reports and any you might hear of in the Heartland, you can always contact Heartland Crime Stoppers. You can call 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or from a cell phone, you can dial **TIPS. From a website, heartlandcrimestoppers.com, and click on Submit a Tip, or you can download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. You will always remain anonymous when you send a tip through Heartland Crime Stoppers, and you are eligible for a cash reward if your information leads to an arrest. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Hardy Fresh is looking for a cleaning crew. Qualifications include greenhouse or agriculture experience, effective communication and time management skills, and a flexible schedule. Sebring International Raceway is looking for a gate guard. Qualifications include a high school diploma and related experience, the ability to work independently, excellent communication skills, and a flexible schedule. And Atkins is looking for a project assistant, a high school diploma, 1 year of experience, and an understanding of English grammar and communication is required. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 57 degrees out, feels like 60, sunny, air quality fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds northwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12, humidity is 36%, indoor humidity slightly dry, 39%, dew point is 30, cloud cover 0%, visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. There is a freeze watch in effect through Thursday morning. Today, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20, wind chill values in the lower 30s this morning. Tonight, clear, areas of frost toward morning, cold with lows in the lower 30s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, areas of frost early in the morning, sunny, highs in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid 40s with light and variable winds, becoming south around 5 miles an hour after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new program at the University of Georgia will connect academic faculty who want to do research in parts of rural Georgia with existing UGA public service and outreach and extension networks. According to MorningAgClips.com, 20 academic faculty members representing 12 of UGA's 17 schools and colleges are participants in the inaugural Rural Engagement Faculty Workshop, which kicked off January 22nd with 4 additional virtual sessions to come. The workshop will conclude April 30th. President Biden's nominee for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he'd arrive at the USDA with a serious focus on getting stuff done quickly, considering the many challenges facing the department from the pandemic to racial equity and rural development. Vilsack tells Agriculture.com there's a lot to keep anyone up at night. Vilsack was Ag Secretary throughout the Obama years, and Biden recruited him to serve again. The California Walnut Board is launching its 4th consecutive American Heart Month campaign in February, expanding its popular retail marketing program in an effort to bring about more attention to Heart Month and encourage consumers to make healthier food choices. The 2021 campaign includes walnut displays and promotions in more than 10,000 stores across the U.S., more than a 40% increase over last year, with incremental sales expected to climb as well. The past year has seen an increase in retail sales for walnuts.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The USDA recently announced the approval of a novel Bayer cotton trait, which is designed to provide another tool for growers to help combat some of cotton's most damaging pests. John Riley of Bayer Corp Sciences says ThriveOn technology is a unique option for cotton growers.
We're very excited to receive the USDA approval for our cotton trait that we plan to bring to market under the ThriveOn technology brand. ThriveOn technology is a unique biotech trait, and it's the first in the industry. It's designed to help cotton growers protect against feeding damage from key tarnished plant bugs, like the tarnished plant bug, western tarnished plant bugs, as well as thrip species like the western flower thrip and tobacco thrips. It can also help reduce insecticidal applications for those pests and just overall provide growers with more management flexibility in their operations.
Riley says ThriveOn technology will be available in limited quantities for this year.
Field trials have been extremely positive, and we plan for a stewarded groundbreakers introduction with limited quantities of Bogart 3 ThriveOn cotton with ExtendFlex technology in select U.S. geographies for 2021.
Bayer anticipates a full commercial launch early this decade, pending regulatory approvals and other factors. Riley encourages cotton producers to head online to learn more. You can also contact your local Bayer Crop Science representative for more information.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street, adding to the market's gains from a day earlier, with solid contributions from big tech companies, banks, and other sectors. The S&P rose 1.4%. The Dow and the NASDAQ each rose 1.6%. GameStop plunged 60% in the latest wild swing for the stock, and several others that have become caught up in the speculative frenzy by online traders seeking to inflict damage on Wall Street hedge funds that bet that the stocks would fall. The Dow today gained 475 points to finish at 30,687. The NASDAQ up 209 to 13,612. The S&P 500 picked up 52 points to 3,826. New York oil rose $1.21, closing at $54.76 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Checking the NBA scoreboard for Monday night, the Bucks beat the Trailblazers 134-106. Portland guard Damian Lillard says he knew the Bucks were going to be tough after dropping their previous two games.
I watched, you know, their previous few games, and they have been, you know, not playing the best. And, you know, coming back onto their home floor, you had to expect that they was going to come out and try to, you know, have a much better effort and get things turned around at home.
Lakers beat the Hawks 107-99. Rockets hit an NBA record tying 11 three-pointers in a 48-point first quarter of a 136-106 rout of the Thunder. Second straight game the Rockets had a 48-point quarter. Hornets beat the Heat in overtime, 129-121. Bulls 110-102 over the Knicks. Cavaliers beat the Timberwolves 198. Kings 118-109 over the Pelicans. Grizzlies beat the Spurs, and the Suns beat the Mavericks. This is SRN Sports. Gonzaga and Baylor continue their season-long run atop the men's college basketball poll, the Zags receiving 61 first-place votes from a media panel. Baylor had the other three. Third-ranked Villanova is followed by Michigan and Houston, with Texas, Ohio State, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Alabama rounding out the top 10. On the court, only two games in the top 25 last night. It was number 13 Texas Tech beating number 8 Oklahoma 57-52. And number 25 Drake, 95-60, winners over Illinois State. Purdue's charter plane was diverted to Indianapolis Monday night because of mechanical problems. The Boilermakers were flying from their campus in West Lafayette, Indiana, to Maryland, where they're scheduled to face the Terrapins later tonight. Purdue changed planes in Indy and continued its trip. The news came less than 12 hours after the Boilermakers moved into the top 25 for the first time this season. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: if you can't think of a great gift for someone, get them a refrigerator. Their face will light up every time they open it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.